Good afternoon, I'm Philip Mena, and here are the hottest pop news stories buzzing online right now. Adam Sandler is making history at Netflix with his Western parody movie, Ridiculous Six. The film was universally panned by critics, but apparently audiences at home are loving it, with Netflix revealing that since its debut, it's been seen more times in 30 days than any other movie in the streaming service's history. And at some point, it's been the number one movie in every Netflix territory around the world. Clearly, Sandler knows his audience. He's definitely having the last laugh with this one. Former One Direction star Zayn Malik is back in the spotlight, covering Billboard magazine ahead of the debut of his highly anticipated solo album. The in-depth interview revealing Zayn's current relationship with his former bandmates is more than a little strained. The singer telling Billboard, "I guess certain phone numbers have changed and I haven't received calls from a lot of people. I've reached out to a few of them and not got a reply. Ouch." Zayn puts it down to what he calls pride issues, which he says he believes will be overcome in time. On a happier note, Billboard does report that Zayn seems to personally be in a good place, saying, "I'm enjoying what I'm doing because I'm not censoring myself anymore." I guess you could say nobody can drag him down. Good news for all of us who are struggling with our fitness New Year's resolutions. We are not alone. The queen herself saying hello to the struggle at the gym. Adele posting this photo to Instagram yesterday with the caption, "Getting ready." And speaking of Adele, get ready for this hilarious parody of her hit song, Hello.
Hello, cravings for some fries. How did one push up in a cry? And my glutes up shaking every time did I lunge. And this gluten free bread tastes just like a sponge.
Looks like Dustin and Genevieve, who posted the video to YouTube, are also failing to reach their fitness goals so far this year. The video has almost 7 million YouTube views and even caught the eye of Elizabeth Banks, who tweeted out the link today. And finally, forget the Golden Globes, forget the Super Bowl. The most positively popular sporting event of the year is just around the corner, and we have got your first look. It's Puppy Bowl 12 with Team Fluff taking on Team Ruff. And for the first time, you'll be able to step inside that stadium with virtual reality features. And don't forget about the kitty halftime show. It's sure to be one meow-ment you won't want to miss. The festivities begin February 7th on Animal Planet. Be sure to tune in to GMA for more pop news tomorrow. For ABC News, I'm Philip Mena in New York. Have a great day.